commission is very well prepared for the 14th November presidential runoff. I say this to say that we have all the money that we requested that was budgeted for the process. You know that our entire budget was $53 million. So we have received all of that money. We also say we are ready because our ballots arrived in the country last week and they were deployed to the field. We are in the process of deploying staff to the various polling stations. And we've conducted civic and voter education, as well as we have trained our staff in the field to conduct these elections. That is the temporary staff. So everyone is ready, and we're just waiting for the hour to begin the voting process for the presidential runoff.
Madam Chair, there were some issues about ballot security in the first round. So what measures do you have in place to guard against this?
We continue to work with the Liberia National Police, that is the head of the joint security, usually escort our materials, and then they are deployed on election day. We recognize, that is both institutions recognize, that we have some challenges with respect to deployment of security personnel at all of the 2080 polling precincts. So we understand that there have been measures put in place to ensure deployment to these areas, especially those areas where we were, that is the security were not really stationary and visible enough to counter any problem on the field.
Talking about ballots, there was a huge number of invalid ballots in the first round. What do you think accounted for this, and how do you hope to minimize that in this runoff?
We announced during our preliminary process of the 10th October elections that we encountered some 114,000+ invalid votes. And we anticipate that with the increase in civic and voter education, where we also deployed some of our permanent staff to the field to show people how to mark the ballots, we anticipate that the invalid votes would be lowered for the runoff. We also noticed by way of some of the discussions around town that during the 10th October polls, because there were many ballots, and large numbers of candidates, especially for the presidential ballot, which was some 20 candidates. Some of the voters just got weary and, you know, didn't really know what to do. So now that we have just two candidates on, you know, the ballot, perhaps maybe this could be an indicator that some of the invalid votes would probably not occur during this time.
So before I let you go, Madam Chair, there were some disputes arising from the first round. I am talking specifically about the complaint filed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mr. Bokfal Chambers, concerning his defeat or supposedly defeat and allegations that he was inciting violence in his district. Have you been able to resolve these disputes, and how much do they impact the runoff?
What I would say to you is that our hearing office, the records in there have shown that about some 50, that is 50 complaints were recorded from the 10th October poll. As at now, more than 20 of these cases have been closed, either by dismissal, withdrawal, resolution, or abandonment by complainant. But currently we have senatorial and representative electoral cases ongoing. So I will not speak specifically to the case that you have cited, but to say that we are hearing them, and that, you know, those rulings based on evidences and what have you will come about either from the hearing office or when they are appealed to the Board of Commissioners or when, in fact, they are appealed to the Supreme Court of Liberia. So we're doing our best to get rid of these cases, to hear them, but I will not be specific as to which case you are alluding to.
Madam Chair, thank you so much. A pleasure always to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James, and have a good day.